This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The number of lenders going after houses for unpaid mortgages is way down from the worst of the real estate crisis. But early this new year, some places may see a jump in foreclosure sales. That's because cases that have been slowly working their way through the legal system are now hitting the market, as Kate Davidson reports.
In almost half of states, foreclosures have to go through court. That's to protect homeowners, but these judicial foreclosures sometimes take years. Tom O'Grady is CEO of Protex Services, which analyzes housing data. He says foreclosure is quicker in non-judicial states.
Kind of like ripping the Band-Aid off instead of pulling it off slowly.
Non-judicial states worked through their foreclosure pain up front, says Dave Stevens. He's head of the Mortgage Bankers Association.
The home values were depressed much quicker, much faster, but now they're in significant recovery.
He says, just look at double-digit appreciation in places like Phoenix, Arizona.
That's going to be very different in states like New York, New Jersey, and Florida, where they have now the backlogs that are just hitting the market.
Foreclosures sell for about 30% less than non-distressed sales. And when there are lots of foreclosures in the market, they pull down the value of the homes around them. That means in this time of housing recovery, some communities may be left behind for now. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.